Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, what we're talking about, we are talking about values, and I've done a group coaching session today, and one of the ladies inside my program happened to mention, said, Claire, did you know that it is World Values Day? And I couldn't believe it. How has this passed me by? How has this World Values Day passed me by? And I looked it up and sure enough, it is World Values Day. And anybody who has been in my world for any length of time will know that I am bang on about values at any given opportunity. So I thought, this is obviously divine timing, and I needed to wait to have that conversation before coming on and having this conversation with you. So today, let's talk about values and why they need to be your number one focus, your number one priority if you are an impact-led business owner. So this conversation is for you if you are feeling a little bit overwhelmed right now. This conversation is for you if you can't see the wood for the trees and you are craving clarity. It's for you if you're struggling with imposter syndrome. You are thinking, who the heck am I to try and grow this business? I feel like a fraud. Someone's going to tap me on the shoulder and tell me there has been a mistake. You are feeling not worthy. You are feeling not good enough. This conversation is for you if you're procrastinating, if you know exactly what you should be doing, but for some reason you just cannot make yourself do it. And this conversation for you is for you if you are desiring to build a company with integrity, a company that is not just all about the bottom line. You're here for impact. You want to build a company that is about something more than just profit. So in this conversation, I want to share some case studies, anonymized, of course. And I also want to share a personal story of what happens when you don't live your values, and hopefully a bit of an inspiring story about when you realize this and take steps and put measures in place to rectify the situation. If you don't know me, my name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach, which is a made-up job title, which is part of the joy of being a founder, right? You can make up your job title. And I help female entrepreneurs, female founders, female business owners, female leaders stand in their power and their authority and grow aligned, impactful businesses. Basically, I am here for authentic self-mastery. Okay, so let's start with first things first. What is a value? And I think values have had a bit of a bad rap recently. A few years ago, companies decided, or they had a lot of consultants in who decided that having company values was a good thing. And so everybody got their company values, they stuck them on a wall in a lovely way, and nobody ever looked at them again or bothered to think, okay, that's great, but what does it mean in practice? And so values have fallen a little bit out of vogue. And actually, it's one of my missions to bring them back in vogue because they are the foundation for everything. So I am putting values back on the menu. So what is a value? A value, very, very simply, is something that you hold dear. If we cut you down the middle, your values would be running through you like a stick of rock. They could be your North Star. They could be your guiding principles. They're basically something to hang on to when everything around you is going to the dogs. So why is knowing your values so important? Well, if you do not know your values, you can end up drifting through life, rudderless, going from popular opinion to popular opinion. And I did this myself. I was living in such a good girl archetype that I did not realize I was allowed my own opinion until I was 30. I am not even joking. I drifted from friendship group to friendship group, my GCSE, my A-level, my degree choices. I just drifted into them because I never took the time to work out who I was and what I stood for. It can be like, you know, that game when you're a kid of hot and cold, a bit colder, a bit warmer, and you're just basically looking for any clue of how to live your life if you do not know your values. And what this means for your business is that you can end up growing a cookie cutter type business. I did this myself. I'll tell you about more about this in a moment. And you've got no North Star. You've got nothing to truly differentiate yourself from all the other businesses out there. And you have got nothing to hold on to when waters get a little bit choppy for your business. Okay, so what happens if you know what your values are, but you are ignoring them? Well, I can tell you this as well. It feels horrible. I believe that your body will tell you if you are out of integrity with your values. For some people, it is a lump in the throat. I get this one. It is like you are choking back your words. It's like there's something trying to burst out of you to go, stop, stop, this isn't right. For some people, it's feeling in your heart, could be in your solar plexus, could be in your gut. People get sweaty palms, you know, real physical anxiety symptoms. It is your body trying to tell you that something is wrong. You are not in integrity. My first job, I worked in a very harsh sales environment when I was pressured to pick up the phone and make certain phone calls that I didn't believe in. I did not believe in them. They went against my integrity. And so that just felt absolutely horrible. And what it means for your business is that it's essentially built on sand. There's no solid foundations if you know what your values are, but you ignore them and you're doing something for the wrong reasons. Maybe you're doing something because you think it's commercially viable or because some guru told you, or because it's conventional wisdom to build your business that way. But it just feels horrible. And you are missing out on such a huge opportunity to build something meaningful, something that is going to make you feel absolutely awesome if you build your business, if you grow your business along your values. If you are here for impact, you cannot do this without knowing and thinking and acting upon your values. So how do you know if you are not building your big business in alignment with your values? Well, as I said, it feels horrible. Another sign could be that you are triggered by your competitors. Another one could be that you're compromising on your vision. You might be listening to experts, might be getting confused, might be producing something beige because you are so desperate to fit in and belong. You might be toning down what you really, really want to say, what you really, really want to offer, what you really, really want to do. And you might be trying to fit in, essentially. And then on the flip side, what is the benefit of putting some real thought into what your values are and then acting upon this? It just feels awesome. It feels like you in flow. You will be magnetic. Clients, team members, opportunities will just flow to you because you are just magnetic. You're like literally you'll be in the lighthouse. People are drawn to your energy because it just feels so awesome to be around. You really will be able to offer something pretty special. Obstacles, you will be able to hop over them like teeny little bumps in the road. You know, nothing will be able to stop you because you are so in line with your values and what you were trying to create. And it will allow you to go with your gut. in terms of your direction of travel. You know, do things that might make no sense on paper, back to that conventional wisdom again, but you just know it feels right. And because of that, you are going to, you'll be inevitably successful. You know, your success will be inevitable if you are living your values. Okay, I want to tell you a couple of client stories. Now, obviously, I have changed names here to protect anonymity, but these are just from this week, and I think they are just perfectly illustrate what we're talking about. So here we go. So one client was navigating the multi-million pound exit from her company that she had founded and built. And she'd been struggling because everybody was telling her how it should be done. They were telling her how she should act, how she should be grateful, how she should be setting things up and the processes that she should be following in order to make this happen. And I'd been working with this particular person for years, multiple years. And so we had some really, really solid foundations in terms of both living her values and with navigating all the various situations that come with trying to grow and scale a business. And I'm really just so pleased to report that she exited this business in total integrity with who she is and in her inimitable style. You know, that chapter of her life is something that she can be super proud of, super, super proud of. Wasn't easy. Once you know your values, it isn't easy. It's like you've got to do something with that information. Sometimes that isn't easy, but it means that you can sleep at night. It knows that you have done things in integrity and in the right way for you. It knowing her values allowed her to know, always have that North Star to come back to. And then somebody else just this week was struggling with an absolute stalemate, an absolute inability to put content out for her business. So she had a great little company, a great practice, a thriving one-to-one practice, a thriving group program, and she was really, really desperate to scale it. She had all the content there. It was banked. It was all created. It was just sitting there. But she was absolutely unable to force herself to put that content out there on LinkedIn and Instagram. It was a real block, and she was procrastinating like mad, beating herself up, and just generally just could not, huge blind spot, could not think about how to, why she couldn't do this thing. And it turned out, when we had a conversation about it, that her number one value is freedom. It's freedom. And most of the time, that was an awesome thing in her growing her business the way that she wanted to. However, the flip side of this was she was self-sabotaging like absolute crazy. Because sitting down and getting in the weeds and actually scheduling that content felt to her like a trap. It felt like a golden cage. It felt horrible and was totally against that value of freedom. And it was horrible in her body. And the good news is, once we had worked that out, once she understood and was aware of what was happening here, it was easy to come up with a plan that felt good to her and was in alignment with her values. So I promised you a bit of a personal story. So this is the story of how I realized I was building the wrong business, one that was out of integrity with my values. So my first business was a technology recruitment business. And looking back now, I can say I went into that business for commercial reasons. I was like at a crossroads deciding whether to set up a recruitment business or a coaching business. And I chose the recruitment business because I was on maternity leave at that time. And I worked out that I could make more money in fewer hours doing recruitment. And so I did that, and I did that for 5 years. Now, on paper, it was an absolute triumph. My accountant was very happy for me. We had gorgeous offices. I'd grown the team to a pretty decent size. My husband had quit his corporate job with all the benefits and the security to come and work with me for me. We never quite worked out the hierarchy. I was being invited on BBC Business News as their careers expert, had all the clients. Like I said, the accountant was very happy with me. However, I was absolutely miserable. I'd basically built myself a beautiful cage. And I looked at my values. I did the inner work. I looked at my values. And once I had it there in black and white, I couldn't unsee it. It's like toothpaste. Once you've squeezed that toothpaste out of the tube, it ain't going back in, and you've got to do something with that knowledge. So for me, I did the work to work out who I was and what I stood for to enable me to stand in my power and authority. And that has led me some 3 and a bit years later to the business that I have today, one where I can stand 100% in alignment with my values and be able to sleep at night. And just, it's just perfectly aligned with who I am and what I stand for. And I hope you'll indulge me a second while I tell you about it. So my values are value, as in adding value. I've got to add value in every single thing that I do. I am here for impact. They are authenticity, knowing who I am and what I stand for and having the courage to live that every day. They are belonging. So for me, that's surrounding myself with the kind of people who light me up and setting boundaries with the people who don't so much. And adventure, curiosity, fun, joy, and exploration in everything I do. And since I set up my business, so coming up for eight and a half years ago now, since I first became a director, I have dreamed, I've had this dream that I've held on to, and I am so, so excited to share that it's a reality. It's happening in just a few short weeks. And that for me is running retreats in the Lake District, which completely aligns with my values. My retreat is called The Rewilding, which again is so in alignment with my values. And have you ever had that feeling where the dream that you set out with is just not connected to the business that you have at the moment or the career that you're running at the moment? And every single time you sit and think about that dream, that vision, and the impact that you want to have, you feel further and further away from it. My retreat is called The Rewilding because it is all about connecting with who you are at your core and coming back to those values through the beauty of nature, which is part of the adventure value for me. Rewilding is, have you ever had that moment when you are sitting by a lake or on a boat on a lake or at the top of a mountain you've just climbed and you look around and you cannot believe that life is this perfect? You know, it's that moment where you feel so perfectly held between the sky and the earth and you feel insignificant and yet totally, totally clear about your mission of your place in the world and your ability to do it. That for me is the essence of rewilding. And it's where you get that wisdom and you just understand why you were doing what you were doing. And you have this ancient wisdom and you know what to do. You know, giving yourself time to put your feet back on the floor, it just gives you that certainty. And it's like you're seeing things with new eyes and your belly is full of fire and you feel aligned and you are just magnetic. I'm counting down the days to the Rewilding retreat. There's only one space left, actually. So if you love the idea of journaling around a fire, of sitting in a hot tub, gazing at the stars, of going up a mountain to hunt out hidden mountain infinity pools and wild swimming in a lake, of taking dawn up a mountain, of unleashing your next level of business or career, I have one space left if you'd like to join us. If you have watched this and listened to this and thought, ooh, I'd like to know my values. Ooh, I wonder what the Rewilding's about. And you'd like to join a small group of kick-ass women and we're just going to have the best time. And you'd like to spend some extended time with me as well. You know, I have brought my absolute A game to creating this. Like I say, I've been wanting to do this for 8.5 years and you are going to get the best of me. It is going to be transformative. Send me a message. Let me know. Let me know how you feel about your values after listening to this conversation. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.